Blog Talk Radio.
Another day. We want to thank and praise God for another day, for allowing us to wake up. Glory to God. Another day for us to be in His presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just want to enter this broadcast, Blog Talk Radio, out of the Pure Heart Ministries on Monday, February 27th, 2012, at 12 o'clock noon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we just lift this broadcast up to you, Father, and we say thank you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name, Father God, for you alone are worthy of the praise. You alone are worthy of all glory and honor. Father, in the name of Jesus, as this broadcast goes forth live, Lord God, and as people would tune in into the archives, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would allow your spirit to take over, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for souls, oh God, that they will be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that the blinders, oh God, will be lifted off of those, oh God, that are meant to be saved today, this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we rebuke the enemy and the strongholds in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will take the blinders off of their eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that they will come out of darkness and into your marvelous light, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for every person listening live and every person in the archives, oh God. Father, that in the name of Jesus, they will come to repentance, oh God. Those that have not already done so, that they will come to repentance, Father. For we know your word says it's not your will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. Hallelujah. So, Father God, I just thank you for every soul that's going to be saved today, Lord God. I thank you for every soul that's going to be set free from bondages, oh God, from yokes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I thank you and praise you, oh, Father God, for a new mindset, Father, for everybody that's listening today, hallelujah, including myself, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just want to thank you and give you all praise. I want to thank you and give you all glory. I want to thank you and give you all honor, hallelujah, today, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Father, I thank you. And amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, hallelujah, glory to God. This is Evangelist Teresa Scott, and we welcome you to, hallelujah, our broadcast on today, hallelujah. And I believe that our guest, Barbara Jean Mack, Evangelist Mack, is on the line. And we're going to have a power lunch with Jesus today, glory to God, in his word, hallelujah. And I want to introduce you to Evangelist Mack. She has a broadcast on Blog Talk Radio in the morning from 7 to 9 a.m. It's called Jesus in the Morning. And if you have not listened to it, I suggest you listen to it because it is an awesome broadcast, and I thank God for the anointing that he has put on her life. So at this time, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to bring on Evangelist Mack. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello, is this Evangelist Mack? Hello?
No, this is Catherine Sharp.
Hey, Catherine Sharp. Okay, I thought you was my
no, I am not.
Guest calling in, but I thank God that you're on the line. But would you hold for a moment because I need to get help
sure
on
will.
The line.
Yeah.
All right. She is in Florida, and I believe there's a time difference, but
yeah, there is.
She's on. I thought she would be on. I told her Eastern time, so I'm trying to dial her right now.
Okay, no worries.
And see if we can get her. I believe this is. Is she on? Nope, it's not dialing. All right, well, we don't know what's going on. Maybe she will give us a call. But today we did talk about salvation. Our main goal on this broadcast is going to be talking about salvation because there's a lot of people that need to be saved. There
Amen.
Are a lot of people out here in this world who are claiming to be saved but are living like the enemy. There are many
Amen.
People out here that are claiming to be saved, but act more like the world than the world does, or act exactly like the world acts. And once we become born again, our spirit man gets reborn, but we have to train our natural mind to follow the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to train our minds so that we can begin to live the newness of life. You know, but we sometimes we just decide to live life the way we want to live it and still think that when we take our last breath that we're just going to go on to heaven and everything is going to be okay. But I want the listeners to know and to understand that the Bible says that we're supposed to be new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. This is what we need to be looking at when we come to Jesus Christ. When you read John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." And people tend to think that once you believe in Jesus Christ and say you accept him as your Lord and your Savior, that that's it. And it's not the end of the story. That's the beginning of the story. I mean, the end of the story is when you take your last breath and you go where you're going. But that's the beginning of the story when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. There is a process. There is a process that we must go through until we take our last breath. We are growing in sanctification. We're growing in holiness every single day. So whoever's out there listening, if you're not born again, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, we offer Jesus Christ to you today. If you are born again or if you have been born again and you have backslidden, you have turned away from serving the true and living God, We offer you salvation today. We ask you to come back, and we ask you to repent. We ask you to talk to God and tell God that you are sorry for turning your back on him. We ask you to talk to God and ask God to forgive you for your sins or for your iniquity or for your trespasses. We ask you to ask God to accept you into the kingdom of light. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I know that he will.
Amen.
I know that he will. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you for joining me, Miss Catherine, because I don't know what happened to Evangelist Mac, but what do you have to say on the subject of salvation? Because
you know,
so many people need to be saved.
It's so funny that God is just so, he has the best sense of humor. He really does, because, like, I was praying on this exact topic, and he loves to prepare us for things that we're going to discuss and we're going to talk about, and he has opportunities that are coming through the refiner's fire. And these opportunities are for these seeds to be planted, because so many people who are believers are walking around letting evil spirits control what they say, control what they do, and they're not stepping up and standing in the authority. And the Lord gave me a word about this. He said, when my people who claim to know me start getting to know me more, becoming more intimate with me, allowing me to heal them and transform them, and they start walking in the authority that I have provided them, then the rest will fall into place. Because you can't see, you know, 500, 5,000, 500,000 people walking around in the authority of God and go, oh, but that just doesn't work. You can't do that. You just can't. And it's so interesting to me how everything in the Lord just flows. How when people come against you and the Lord gives you a word for them and they begin to argue with that word, you don't even care if they argue with that word. Not that you don't care about them. You love them, but you walk away. You've given your word. You move on. Because that's what the Lord calls us to do. It's God's word. We pass it on. We plant that seed, and we move on to whatever else, you know, God wants us to do once we've given that word. And I believe that we're coming in. In fact, I believe we're in. I don't think we're coming into it anymore. I believe we are in a joyful, joyful time of healing and deliverance. And in that healing and deliverance, there will be billions of salvation. Many, 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 many people will come to know and love, just fall hopelessly and helplessly in love with the Lord.
Well, that's why we got to, it's so important for us to get the word of God out there. It's so important for us to go ahead and make sure that we're offering the plan of salvation. It's so important that those of us,
yeah,
who are claiming to be Christians, that we live a Christian life everywhere,
right,
we go, no matter where we go. But whether it's at work, whether it's at home, wherever,
yeah,
it is, it's important that,
yeah,
we don't bring shame to God, but that we,
no,
live
and
a life that is a Christian, godly life before him. Because if we don't, they're going to say things like, well, if you're acting like that, why do I need to be saved? If you're living like,
yeah,
that, why do I need to be saved?
Exactly.
You know,
but also just
so,
being transparent about it and being, you know, transparent about, I've been getting, in fact, the word at church yesterday, the lesson, was all about how the world sees us in a time of transparency and innovation. Well, God wants us to be transparent, but he wants us to be transparent about how we're handling it, not the circumstance necessarily itself, but how the Lord is being glorified in the circumstance. And
yeah,
and that's what's going to be that thing that catches people, and they go, you know, for example, my daughter was 3 and a half and got cancer, and you know what I did? I praised God. Did I praise God she had cancer? No, I praise God that God's true, that when God allows something to come up in your life, he has a plan, and he already had every single thing under control. From, you know, a person that had been praying for Sarah 5 years before she ever existed by name against cancer. That's the kind of God we serve. You know, so, I mean, being able to, you know, have these circumstances come up and be able to cling so much to the Lord that our faith becomes immovable and unshakable.
Yeah.
Is that thing that's really going to grab people. And I actually have such a passion right now for seeing the super come into the natural, especially as the church as a whole, because I've seen many people in many different churches making many other things their gods. Many. You know, from science to children to, you know, whatever. And the Lord is not going to have it anymore. He's not going to have it anymore. If you have a child that's getting sick, then there's something. And yeah, I understand we live in a world that has sickness, but the goal is never to not. It's not don't get sick ever. It's overcome the sickness, because the goal is to overcome the sin. You know. So if you have a child that's getting sick. Exactly, and if you have a child that's getting sick, you better be looking at your life. And saying, I was put over these children. What is it in me or my spouse or whatever that is causing an open door for sickness? And I'm talking long-term sickness. I'm not talking about, you know, the common cold or, you know, I'm talking about long-term sickness. You know, hardcore
stuff.
Well,
sometimes it's not something that we're doing. It's just an attack of the enemy and something that will cause us to increase our faith in God.
Amen.
So it's not always something that we do, but I know that sometimes sickness comes. I know the story in the Bible about the guy that was born blind, and it was
right.
Nothing that he did or his parents did.
Exactly.
He was born blind so that God could get the glory.
Amen.
So I want the listeners to understand that it could be something that we've done.
Exactly.
Or someone down the line in our family that has done it. To cause sickness in our family, but it also
right.
could very possibly be that God just wants to get the glory through this thing
and
in our life.
And that's a very
and
good
I,
point.
I believe that, yeah. And
yeah, I believe that,
I know,
too.
I just believe that, you know, God, who is all-powerful, he's just awesome. He knows everything, and sometimes, you know, things happen so that we can be a witness to other people, and not just for our faith to increase, but for other people. So they can see, well, this person is glorifying God. This person, they don't feel good. I see what they're going through, but they're still glorifying God. They're still uplifting
mm-hmm.
God. They're still praising God through the midst of it. And just by us doing that, we'll cause somebody
mm-hmm.
else to look at it in a different way. It'll cause somebody else to say, you know what? I want what they have. And that's the same
Amen.
Way with living holy. That's the same way with living holy, is that we ought to live a holy life before men and women. So much so that
Amen.
They will say, I want what they have. I want to live holy.
Amen.
I want to be righteous. I want to be born again. We ought to be out here telling people, you know, about the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, because people are dying every day not
That's
knowing
true.
Who Jesus is. People are dying every day going to church Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, Friday after Friday, going to church, hearing the word, but not allowing the word to take root and get into their spirit. So that they
Amen.
Can be really born again. People are
right.
out here, you know, doing things. People are allowing things in the church because they claim they want to win the world. But what's happening is the world is coming into the church, and instead of the church winning the world has won over the church. And they're coming in, and there's hardly any distinction between holy and unholy. You would think the way unholy people live, they're calling good evil and evil good. So we that know the word of God, we that know and live the word of God, it's time for us to stand up and be bold, just like the devil is. The devil is bold. He doesn't care about anything, about hurting anybody's feelings or anything. The devil is bold, and it is his job. It is his purpose that he is going to destroy as many people as we can. And if we don't, as Christians, if we don't get out there and live this life in front of people, because everybody's not going to go to church, Catherine. Everybody's not going to go in the church
mm-hmm.
house. They're not going to go
so true.
And sit there on Sundays and Fridays and whatever days they go to church. They're not going to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to watch
mm-hmm.
us, though. They're going to watch
Amen.
Us. I don't care where you go, on your job. They're
mm-hmm.
going to watch you.
Mm-hmm.
If you proclaim that you're a Christian, they're going to watch you and see
mm-hmm.
if you're lying. They're going to watch you and see what it is
mm-hmm.
that you're talking about if you're living it. And hold on for a second, because I believe Evangelist
Mack
is on the line. Hold on, please.
Sure.
Hello, area code 904. Is this Evangelist Matt?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Please forgive me this day. Please forgive me.
You are forgiven.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Amen.
I would like to reschedule at a later date with you if I can.
Yes, you may.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You just let me know when you want to reschedule for it, because we're already up and popping and on fire talking about being saved and living holy and righteous here. So we know that when you do come on the air, you're going to have something else to say, and it's going to be anointed and appointed from God.
Yes, yes.
So it's
yes.
Your birthday, though, Evangelist Meg, so we want to say happy birthday to you and give you a big old shout-out. I'm sending you a hug through the air. Hallelujah, glory to God. So you go ahead and enjoy your birthday, and we're going to get you scheduled in for another day.
All right, baby. God bless you so much, and I will be talking to you real soon.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
That was our supposed to be our guest on today, but today is her birthday. So I guess a lot of people are trying to, you know, take her out and do this, that, and the third. So we'll get her on again. But she does have a
Amen.
Broadcast in the morning called Jesus in the Morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Freedom Doors Ministry. And I tune into her broadcast occasionally because she has a lot of anointed speakers on there, a lot of anointing from when she teaches herself. So if you get a chance, just tune in to Freedom Doors Ministry, Jesus in the Morning, and listen to her broadcast. But as I was saying, we're living in perilous times right now. I know in Philadelphia, every time we turn on the news, somebody's getting murdered, some crazy things happening. You know, people are just doing all kind of crazy things. And we have to, those of us that are believers in Jesus Christ, those of us who claim to be believers in Jesus Christ, we got to step it up. Those
Amen.
Of us that say that we are evangelists, you know, you don't have to have a title to tell people about Jesus Christ. Do you know that you do not have to have a piece of paper in your hand that says you're an evangelist? Do you know that you don't have to have a piece of paper in your hand that says that you're a pastor, that you're a pastor, an apostle, a bishop, a elder, a teacher? You don't have to have
Amen.
Any of that in your hand to be able to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. You don't have to have
That's right.
any of that. You don't have to go to school to be able to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. What we need to do is pick up the Word of God. We need to fast and pray, and we need to ask God for the anointing because the anointing destroys yokes. And once we get out there and begin to tell people about Jesus, He will put the words in our mouth. The Holy Spirit will bring the Word of God back to our remembrance so we will be able to say what He wants us to say to that particular person or to those particular people. See, everybody is not made from the same mold. Everybody is not going to receive the same word in the same way. So the way I talk to you might be different than the way I talk to somebody else, but that's why we need the Holy Spirit so that He can tell us what to say to whom so that we can win that person over to Him. But we so busy want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it. No, I don't want to talk to that person because I don't think they're ready to get saved. No, I don't think that person deserves to get saved. But the devil is a liar that whoever
Amen.
God has appointed to be saved is going to be saved. And we better be found doing what we're supposed to do so their blood won't
right.
be on our hands. And,
right.
you know, I'm really extra hype about this now, Catherine, because my nephew was just murdered. And because my nephew was murdered, I have this thing that now we got to pray for the guy that murdered him. We got to pray
Amen.
For his soul to be saved. We got to pray for him to come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ because what he was doing was following his, he was following the orders
right.
of the adversary. He was following the orders of his father, the devil. That's why he was
he
able
sure
to
was.
Kill my nephew. But he has a soul, and his soul, we don't know when his soul is going to be required. We don't know when it's going to be time for him to leave this earth. But my prayer is that God will save his soul. My prayer is that wherever he is right now in that prison cell, that he will fall on his knees and begin to ask God, what must I do to be saved? That he will fall on his knees and begin to repent and tell God, yes, I took that man's life, God, but I'm sorry. God, I was under
sorry.
The influence, or the devil did make me do it, whatever, however you want to say it. God, I did it. I killed that young man, but God, I ask you to save me right now. And that's my prayer, and that's what we got to do as Christians. We got to pray for these people. We got to pray for these murderers. We got to pray for these rapists.
Mm-hmm.
We got to pray for these people that are out there doing these things, because they have souls. And yes, they're being led by the devil, but they have souls. When we were out there, we didn't, maybe we weren't racist and maybe we weren't murderers, but we were whoremongers, we were liars, we were thieves, we were adulterers, we were all those things. And we had to cry out for God and say, God, what must I do to be saved? We had to cry out for God and ask God to forgive us for our sins. We had to cry out for God and ask us to heal us from our iniquities and our transgressions. And he's done that for us. So why not go out there and give it to somebody else? It's a free gift. It's not something that he gave to us so that we can hold on to. He gave it to us so that we can go out there and share it with other people. See, you know, the thing you do when you get a preacher going like this, I'm telling you, people need to be saved. It's not up to us to decide who should be saved and who should not be saved. It's not up to us. You know, don't wait for your relative to get shot and lay up in a coma. Don't wait for your people to lay in the hospital with cancer. Don't wait for, you know, something drastic to happen to your family members before you begin to preach to them and tell them that they need to be saved. They might not like the fact that you're telling them that, but it doesn't matter, Catherine, because what the bottom line is that we got to talk to these people, our family, our friends, our coworkers, and we got to tell them that the Bible says you must be born again. Jesus said, don't laugh at this. He said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. You must be. You must be born again. The flesh and blood is not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Flesh and blood is not going to heaven. We got to be born again.
Amen.
Born again. And,
born again in a way where we're willing, born again in a way where we're willing to take whatever it is that God allows to come into our life to help someone else in their path, in their healing, in their deliverance, in their salvation. Born again in a way that is not just, okay, I'm done with it. I've accepted it and I'm done with it, which is where a lot of people are right now. And because they're in that place, then you know, everybody's like, well, who would want that? Your life's not changing. Your life's not growing. Your life's not getting better. And the other thing about the people that are doing these, you know, hideous acts, they don't, I would say some of them do, because this was already a topic that I've been discussing this morning. I would say some of them do know what's going on. Some of them do know that they're led by evil. Some of them are very obviously involved in evil. But some people are just, you know, going along with the crowd. You know, some people are just, you know, this is what they were brought up in. You know what I mean? They haven't been taught the knowledge about generational curses and, you know, the knowledge of about spiritual warfare, you know, and that's changing. Actually, I would say that's changing rapidly because churches are getting it out there and they're starting to explain that, you know, one of our best warfare weapons is surrender, staying surrendered to the Lord, allowing the Lord to move through us and being obedient through grace to do whatever it is he calls us to do. And just like you're saying, speak to whoever it is, you know, we may not know, but God sent us to that person, and we got to get over our own emotions and our own flesh and our own thoughts to do what it is that God's called us to do so that he can get the glory.
Let me just say this, and I don't want to be harping on my nephew being murdered, but I remember at his sister's funeral just last year, 8 months ago, a preacher at the funeral jumped up out of his seat and ran over to my nephew and said, God wants you to give your life to him right now. Right now. This man didn't know him from a can of paint. He said, I don't know you, but God is telling me that you need to give your life to him right now. And this is the kind of obedience that we need to do. That
Amen.
God can jump up in the middle of the service and go to somebody and tell them that you need to be born again right now, that you need to come out of sin and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that's what we need to be found doing.
Amen.
And we look at it and say, oh, no, but, well, they might not accept it, or, no, you know, I'm not dressed right, or I don't have enough education, I can't talk to them. It's not about your education. It's not about your clothes. It's about how you live. And your heart and being obedient to God. Because guess what? Amen. If we're not obedient to God, we might not be out there murdering and cussing and drinking and fornicating and all that stuff, but disobedience is as a sin of witchcraft. So how much better are we when we disobey God? When he say go and tell so-and-so to be saved, how much better are we than the person that murdered anybody, than the person that's out there homosexual? How much better are we if we're walking and living in disobedience? We're rebellious.
We're not.
If we don't do that. Jesus told us
sin is sin to God.
In the Matthew, he said,
right.
Go into all the world. Go into all the world, teaching them.
Make disciples of
we're
all the nations.
We're supposed to be out there teaching them about Jesus
Christ.
That's what we're supposed to do, but no, people are looking for big names. Everybody got to have a big name. Everybody got to have a 10, 15, 20,000 member church. You know, we don't go house to house like the people used to do in the Old Testament. We don't even go house to house like the Jehovah Witnesses do, but we complain about Jehovah Witnesses. But they're going out
but that
there
will change.
Trying to win souls. They're trying to win souls for their particular for their particular beliefs. They're out there, and what are we doing? We're complaining about them, but we're not going out there winning souls. The devil is a liar. I'm going to use Blog Talk Radio for as long as the Lord allows me to, and I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus, and I'm going to offer salvation. Because that's what it's all about. And I'm gonna share this thing with people on their pages so their friends can listen to it, so their loved ones can listen to it, so people who are not saved can listen to it and be saved. Not because it's me, but because there's a message of salvation in here, and people need to know that we're living in the last days. And tomorrow was not promised. People like to say tomorrow's not promised, but the next minute is not promised. You're not guaranteed to take your next breath. So after you take your last breath, where is your soul going? Where are you going? Where are you going? There's a heaven, and there's a hell and a lake of fire.
Amen.
There's a hell and a lake of fire.
Amen.
So not only do we have to make sure we're right, because we're not going to be perfect, but in the process of us working towards perfection and the process of us striving for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, we need to be telling people about Jesus. We need to be telling them that they need to be saved. We need to be telling them that Jesus was bruised for our transgressions and wounded for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed from sin. We need to be telling people this. We need to tell them who Jesus was. Who he was, he is the Son of God. When he walked on this earth, he walked with authority. He walked with power. And that same authority and power that he had when he was on this earth, he has given it to us, those of us that are calling on him as our Lord and Savior. He's given us that same authority to cast out demons, to lay hands on the sick, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Amen.
So we need to get about doing that. I don't need a microphone. I don't need a pulpit. All I need to do is live my life according to the word of God and tell people about the goodness of Jesus Christ so that they might be saved.
Amen.
Sorry. I'm not sorry. No, this is what needs to be said. Praise God.
I was going to say, no, there's no reason to apologize. You're speaking the word of the Lord.
And this hypes me up. So this is how I know, one of the reasons how I know that God has called me to be an evangelist, because when it comes to salvation, when it comes to telling people about salvation, this is a very serious thing to me. This is very serious, because how dare we be so selfish so as not to tell people about the risen Savior? You know, when Easter comes, people are going to go to church and they're going to be all dressed up in new outfits and everything, but you got on new outer garments, but is your inside new?
Right.
Is your spirit new? Is your soul new? Is that you worried about what you look like on the outside? But what about your heart? God said man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart.
Inside.
There's going to be so many sinners in church on Easter. There's going to be so many sinners in church talking about the Easter bunny. There's going to be so many sinners in church letting their kids walk around trying to collect eggs. Okay? But do they know Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior? Have you presented Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And that's the only time a lot of them is going to come to church is on Easter. That's the best time to just go in and just take it all the way in and just preach repentance, preach repentance, preach repentance, preach repentance. Because without repentance, without repentance, you're not saved anyway.
That's right.
And people need to know about the shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, without the precious, precious blood of Jesus Christ, there is no remission of sins. But Jesus shed his blood. He shed it for you, Catherine. He shed it for me. He shed it for my children, for my grandchildren, for my children's children, for my children's children's children. He shed his blood for us. And not for us just to be selfish, but for us to proclaim that Jesus died and he rose again. And he's sitting in heaven right now, interceding for us.
And even though he's, and the awesome thing is, even though he's sitting in heaven, he's still with us. He's still guiding us. He's still leading us. He's still protecting us. He's still, you know, giving us what we need and giving us the desire. What I get about what you're preaching is that there's so much passion that you have for the people of the Lord. And honestly, I'm seeing that more and more. And that's actually really encouraging to me, because we went through what I would call a spiritual drought, where we weren't seeing that passion. And I'm seeing that passion. You know, God gave me a word about this recently, and he said, you know, raising from the dead is not just the physical body. He said, my people have been walking around both, yes, physically dying, but they're spiritually dying, and the Lord wants to raise up their spirit man, for their spirit man to be alive and strong and bold and courageous. And the Lord has had me and many other intercessors, I'm sure you as well, you know, praying courage, huge amounts of courage into the pastors, into the evangelists, into the apostles, into the prophets, that the Lord will rise up in them in such a way that people can't question whether it's God, that they will see it and they will just go, you know, they will fall to their knees, just like it says in Scripture, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. And, you know, and that's what I've been praying as the Lord keeps pouring out. I keep saying, Lord, I'm not sure about your timing here. And the Lord's like, but you trust me and you know that I'm in charge and you're going to let me have my way. And I'm like, yes, I am. I will step back and I will lay down and I will let you fight, because I know this battle is yours. However, even though the battle is the Lord's, we have to do what he calls us to do. And every single person who has, you know, come to call Jesus their Lord and Savior, their job is to love people into submission, to teach them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is our job. And people are taking that job very lightly at this point. But that's going to change, because even at the end of Revelation, it talks about essentially how, you know, there will be home churches and there will be, you know, things like what you're talking about, going door to door and things like that. So we do know that it's going to change. But I totally agree with you that passion has to be stirred up. It has to be stirred up, because you're right. The blood will be on our hands if we are not, at the very least, if we're not praying for the salvation for the people, let alone speaking to them one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe God is doing that.
Yeah. So we're going to end this broadcast with prayer. I want to give a shout-out to my best friend, sister in the Lord, Lisa, who is in the archives. We did have a couple of more people in the archives as well. But I want us all to pray, Lisa, Catherine, and myself, to pray. Whenever the Lord moves on our spirit, to just pray for souls to be saved, because there's so much foolishness going on in this world.
Yeah.
So many things happening in this world. And we need to be praying for souls to be saved, because, and not just regular people, we need to be praying for Hollywood.
Yes.
Okay? We need to be praying for actors, actresses, singers, songwriters, those people that are in the entertainment business. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for these writers of these shows. We even need to pray for Tyler Perry, that he will just, you know, resist the enemy and not even, you know, get into the enemy and compromise, because there's a lot of compromise. There's a lot of people. If you look at the award shows and you look at all these Oscars and all of this stuff, people are looking to get recognition here on this earth. And they'll say something about God, and they'll say, I thank God for this and I thank God for that. Okay, thank you for thanking God for that. But can you just say, please, can you please
right.
give your soul to the Lord? Can you please change fathers? Can you please just get on your knees somewhere and say, God, save me? Can you
Amen.
Do that? Because guess what? I don't care how many Oscars you win. I don't care how many Golden Globes you win. I don't care how many any other of those awards you win. That's not going to get you to heaven.
Nope.
And these people need to know that. And I'm praying, asking God to send me to Hollywood because I want to go
to
Hollywood and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to these people.
I'm right there with you, sister.
If he let me on TBN or if he let me on one of these television shows, I'm telling you, pray myself in the Lord because I don't have fear. And I thank God that he has not given me the spirit of fear because
Amen.
I want to look him in the eye. I want to look at Oprah
Amen.
Winfrey in her eye. I want to look at all of these people in their eyes and tell them, you must be born again. Why? Because Jesus said it. He said, marvel
right.
not that I say unto you, you must be born again.
Amen.
So all of these rewards and awards and stuff that you're getting on this earth, that
mean
don't
nothing.
Have nothing to do with you going to heaven.
Right.
That don't mean nothing because Jesus, his word says that he sends his rain on the good as well as the evil.
Amen.
He sends his sun to shine on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
Okay? Well, we know everybody's not going to be saved, but I don't care. We're going to preach the word of God, and those that are going to get saved are going to get saved. But if I don't open up my mouth, how do I
Amen.
Expect them to be saved?
Amen.
So glory to God. Hallelujah. And I even pray.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to just pray right now because I want God to raise up people that are already in Hollywood, that he will give them holy boldness, that they will begin and just start paving the way. So when I get there, they'll be ready, glory to God. They'll be
Amen.
Ready, glory to God. So for
Amen.
Whoever's out there, whoever the warriors are now that are praying, that God will begin to pray, use them so they can pave the way for us to come. Because, listen, when we come, we're not coming with sugar. We're not coming with a sugar-coated
we're
message.
Spice.
We're coming with the sword. We come up with the
Amen.
Sword and the spirit. We're going to cut when we're going in and cut when we're coming
right.
out. We're going to
Amen.
Do it in love. But let me tell you, sometimes you just got to go in. You got to take it in hard. And it's because when Satan comes after, the people that Satan got in his kingdom right now, he holds them on to them hard. But let me tell you
right.
something. In the name of Jesus, these people are coming out of darkness, and they're going to be coming
Amen.
Into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ.
In
and
agreement.
I believe that. And I
yes.
know that you and Lisa are touching and agreeing with me right now.
Amen.
I know that anybody that's going to be listening to this archive who is born again will be touching and agreeing with me. Whoever's coming into the archive that is not born again, I pray that they will make the decision to be born again because let me tell you something. You don't know when your last moment on this earth is, and you must
Amen.
Be born again according to what
Amen.
Jesus said. You must
Amen.
Be born again. So if you're listening to this broadcast right now, I just thank you for listening to this broadcast. And let's just pray real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for the word that went forth. Glory to God. Father, I thank you and I praise you and I give you glory. Father, I thank you. I thank you for those that are being saved today, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for the eyes being opened, that the darkness is, they're coming out of darkness today. In the name of Jesus, Father God, your word says that we can call those things that be not as though they were. You said with two such an agree, Lord God, that we could have what we ask for, Lord God. You said one could take 1,000, two can send 10,000 to flight. So we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will send salvation to those that are listening, that they will repent. They will hear the word of God, and they will repent and say, God, what must I do to be saved? And I thank you for that right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we are so out of time, but I thank and praise God. I thank you for
Amen.
What he's doing. I bless his holy name. And thank you,
Amen.
Catherine, and thank you, Lisa, and for everybody else that was in the chat room. We love you, and if the Lord will, we'll be on the same time tomorrow, 12 o'clock. Power, love,
Amen.
And Jesus in the word. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You both.
God bless you, too.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.